Anyone else in the room would like to testify in opposition?
Senator Rennie, Representative Helpler. My name is Billy Milliken. I'm from Jonesport, and I'm here to oppose LD 586. In my opinion, opponents of land-based aquaculture are manipulating the legislative process and attempting to stop projects which have already been permitted by local, state, federal agencies. They're trying to obstruct economic development for coastal communities with fear-mongering and misinformation. I know this because they, the opponents, brought this mob mentality to my town, Jonesport, in opposition to the Kingfish Main project. For background, I'm a 10th generation in my family to be a lifelong resident of Jonesport. I operate a business there that employs 10 people. In addition to my business, I've been an active commercial marine harvester my entire adult life. I've also served 3 terms as a Jonesport selectman. As selectman, I watched as the opposition infiltrated our town with misinformation about land-based aquaculture. Their concerns have nothing to do with the environment issues and everything to do with money, waterfront holding interests, trying to stop meaningful economic development in down East Maine. They've held our town legal budget hostage in the process, challenging it. These are wealthy landowners who want to suppress any growth in our community. The reality, land-based aquaculture is one of the most regulated industries in the state, and we trust the Maine DEP. In Jonesport, we want kingfish. Early last summer, we called a special town meeting, and in the most well-attended meeting in the history of our town, by a 2-1 vote, we defeated a land-based aquaculture moratorium pushed by the opposition. A huge majority of my fellow Jonesporters are looking forward to the positive impact we know kingfish will deliver to our town that is in desperate need of economic diversity, particularly with the looming regulations our lobster industry is facing. This bill would set a dangerous precedent as it will allow any opponent group not happy with the decisions of state or federal regulatory agency to instead appeal to the legislature to set its own standards for regulation of that industry. If aquaculture is targeted, what's stopping other opposition groups from attempting to force arbitrary standards on other industries, including the lobster industry? The supporters of this bill are trying to sidestep the regulatory authorities and put an end to the land-based aquaculture. Please don't let this happen on your watch. Thank you.
Any questions?
You always looked at me.
Representative Thorne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Gentleman sat here all day. I'd hate to say 3 minutes and he's done.
Yeah, no,
I know.
He came here to tell us.
Yeah, let's milk it out.
Have you ever heard of golden mussels?
I've heard of them, yes.
Yeah. That was something that we were introduced down there by Downey Institute that took golden mussels, which is a rarity. I don't know how rare, with mussels and another one, and said hi and introduced each other. And then they had a bunch of golden mussels, and now they specialize in that. And that's the type of thing that is very unique in to aquaculture. So I think it's great. When you talked about 2-1, on your town supporting the aquaculture, how now after the fact, how does the town, those who may have opposed it earlier, feel about it now? Have their opinions changed at all?
I think their opinions have only gained more strong. I mean, in fact, we've won over a lot of those people that were in favor of the moratorium, because at the time, all this misinformation, some of which you've heard today, unfortunately, is the stuff that we heard. And they bought into it. We had people knocking on doors around town saying, there's going to be fish guts on your window. The ocean is going to be dead. There's going to be algae blooms. You know, the water from this pipe is going to be colder than the water around it. Always. People don't know that. This smear campaign was funded by a large landowner who didn't want to look at it. I mean, that's basically what it was. And you know, they were backed by the Sierra Club, and really it was a shame. And, you know, Jonesport, I don't know if you've been to Jonesport lately. Mm-hmm. You said you've been there. You know, we've been in decline. We need something like this. This is consistent with what made Jonesport great, you know, the sardine industry, the fishing industry. That's who we are. You know, yes, we're a lobster town right now, but you know what? Years ago, we were a lot more than that. We're looking forward to being something else besides lobstering.
Yeah.
Well, and this will be a big help.
I was impressed with the reinvention that seemed to be going on in the community. So,
yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Thank you.
Hopefully this won't slow us down.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for your consideration.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Strout.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks. So I will just say, too, I represent the area, and I've heard conversations and some calls, and I just wanted to say that most of mine were not against King Fish. They were in support of the industry coming and the jobs and the opportunities. It was more the concern of the discharge into Chandler Bay. So I think probably some of those clarifications or having closed systems, those were more the concerns that I had, not me personally, that I've received, but it wasn't necessarily against King Fish. It was more the concern of the discharge. So that can be addressed and maybe not by you. I just mean as the project progresses, but I just didn't want the misrepresentation for me that people are against Kingfish. Cause you know, what I heard,
just didn't roll out the red carpet for these guys. We put them through hell. I mean, we asked them those questions, you know, why can't you do a self-contained system? They don't work, you know, they're just not proven. And I think that Mr. Sorby would be able to testify to that, about how they don't work and they're unproven. These systems work. Their fish aren't diseased. They haven't had to use any type of antibiotics in the Netherlands. They got a great bill of health. They're operating in a marine sanctuary and using the best practices in their industry. We couldn't be more pleased to be hosting a company like this. I mean, this is exactly what we want. And, you know, I do represent the great majority in Jonesport. And there are a few that have been very loud. And, you know, the last 3 years of my life have been hell because I've held the office of selectman and I've had to listen to it. And thank God last Monday, I didn't know what they were going to do without me, but they started finding out because my term expired. But I'm glad to be here with you and I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for your testimony. Just a statement.